Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy for all people. Today's narration is on Psalm 41. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him. The Lord protects him and keeps him alive. He is called blessed in the land. You do not give him up to the will of his enemies. The Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to full health. As for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? And when one comes to see me, he utters empty words while his heart gathers iniquity. When he goes out, he tells it abroad. All who hate me whisper together about me. They imagine the worst for me. They say, a deadly thing is poured out on him. He will not rise again from where he lies. Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. But you, O Lord, be gracious to me, and raise me up that I may repay them. By this I know that you delight in me. My enemy will not shout in triumph over me. But you have upheld me because of my integrity and set me in your presence forever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. What a somber yet beautiful passage of David's to end the first book of the Psalms. We all know a little bit about David. He was a young shepherd boy from Bethlehem, chosen by God and anointed king of Israel by the prophet Samuel. He was a child warrior in the land of Judah who killed the giant of a man Goliath using a slingshot and stone as he called upon the name of the Lord. He became a poet and musician in King Saul's court, and eventually, by God's design, was placed as king of Israel, and then there found guilty of adulterous and murderous thoughts and actions, but still ultimately used by God to fulfill his plan of salvation as ancestor of our Savior Jesus Christ. King David was a great man and king. Not perfect, but he was righteous before God. He was not successful except by the will of God. He did not always live a peaceful life of tranquility, yet the Lord was merciful to David over and over again. David commended his whole life to God, placing his trust firmly in God's hands throughout times of deep, deep sorrow, gut-wrenching guilt, exhaustive running for his life against his enemies, and dealing with shame, sicknesses, and desperation, as we see in his writings of prayers and songs throughout the book of Psalms. In all of his life circumstances, David prayed, Blessed is the one who considers the poor. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him. David acknowledges God to be his Lord and also has a correct understanding of who he is. He might have looked rich and powerful to many people in the kingdom, but David knew he was too often poor in spirit and was quick to sing of God's greatness and ask for undeserved help. O Lord, be gracious to me. David must have constantly prayed for mercy, as no one knew better than himself just how miserable, weak, and frightened he was. He also knew he could not save himself. The enemy was too strong and deadly for man. But with God, his temporal and eternal enemies will be defeated. Heal me, for I have sinned against you, David prayed as he humbled himself before God and begged for God's protection and health. The Lord our God was David's only hope of life, free from pain, sorrow, and sickness. His only hope of peace amidst wars and troubles. His only hope of eternal life, where he will one day triumph over all of his enemies, especially the devil. God didn't delight in David because David was a crisp, clear poster child for how to live a perfect life in Christ. No, far from it. God delighted in David for the same reason he delights in us. He loves us, and he cares for us, his children. The Old Testament prophet Micah wrote in the book of Micah, chapter 7, verses 17 to 19, Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. David didn't pray to God because he thought himself great or deserving. He prayed because he trusted his merciful, all-knowing God to hear him and to help him. And it seems he prayed about everything in his life. Prayers of joy and thanksgiving. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And he prayed, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. David prayed impatient, questioning prayers. How long, O Lord? Will you forget me forever? Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. And he prayed prayers of exhortation. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. And beautiful prayers of faith and contrition. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. These are prayers of David, but they are also our prayers. We pray them at church in our liturgy, and we can pray them alone at home. God our Father, Jesus his Son, and the Holy Spirit, have been, are now, and will always be our help and comfort and joy. Friends, as we see this great example of a life immersed in prayer, it is right that we ourselves strive to pray to our Lord for all things, no matter what. Prayer is a gift to us from God. When things in our life are going well and our hearts are overflowing with joy, gratefulness, and thanksgiving, and when life seems to be nothing but one struggle after another and completely out of our control, whether we are living those mountaintop experiences, which are often few and far between and, frankly, often overrated, or when life events have kicked us upside down and stomped on every bone, remember that there is one person, only one, who is there for us in all circumstances, at all times, and worthy to be praised and called upon. And of course, that's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He sees us, he hears us, he loves us. He forgives us and will never, ever give you up to Satan, the enemy of all enemies. Our God is gracious. He is gracious to you and to me every time he forgives our sins. He is compassionate, and he will uphold us when we are weak and weary. Not because we are perfect, but because God is perfect, and we have been made holy and precious by the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. Boldly pray daily, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. We pray now today. Dear Father, we thank you for your unending, infinite love and mercy toward us, your dear children. Keep us in your word, in faith, and in prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.